celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Hey, everybody. This is Susan Sims for Phyto-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio, where we talk about the travel and lifestyle for you and your furry best friend. Well, it's June, so it's officially summer in my book, and one of my all-time favorite phyto-friendly destinations is Vermont. And my first guest is Diane Dickerman. She's the Director of Marketing and PR for the Mountaintop Inn and Resort. Hi, Diane, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Susan. Thanks for having me.
Hey, it's my pleasure. So where is the Mountaintop Inn and Resort? Where are you located?
We are located in what's considered central Vermont, right in the heart of the Green Mountain National Forest. We're easily accessed by major cities like Boston and New York. We are set on 350 acres, and it's great because guests who come with their dogs have lots of room to roam. And as you mentioned when you introduced me, summer is just a spectacular time to be in Vermont because the weather is just beautiful up here.
Wow. I know. We haven't been to Vermont for a few years, but it really remains one of my favorite places to visit with our dogs. And what is so special about your property, the Mountaintop Inn and Resort, is I know you have a resident beagle who enjoys your guests.
Yes, that is true. One of my favorite topics. Bailey is actually my dog. He's my first dog. I've never owned a dog before. And he comes to work with me every day, and the guests just absolutely adore him. He's a year and a half and is just so friendly and so sweet, loves to give kisses to our guests. And guests will actually line up at my door waiting to come in to see him, give him treats. And lots of times you'll find him just lying on the floor next to my feet, which is what he's doing right now, sound asleep.
I always enjoy a visit to a phyto-friendly property when they have a resident canine because I see how the effect that the dogs will have on people, especially children. Children, you know, warm up right away, or perhaps a guest is traveling without their pet and then they get their dog fix, which I'm sure Bailey is happy to do with the guests when they come to visit.
Oh, absolutely. I hear that all the time. Guests will say, I have to get my puppy fixed. I want to come back and see Bailey again. So, and we do. We have a lot of children that stay with us and just, you know, the nature of the type of resort that we have. And they do. They'll come and they'll give him a treat and they'll pet him. And it really is fun to watch the interaction. He is so gentle with children. It just, you know, it's instinctual with them, I guess.
Yeah, you're very lucky. And what can we expect? Can maybe walk us through a typical guest experience from the time a guest will arrive and check in with their dogs.
Okay. Generally, they will come in. Lots of times they'll bring their dog in with them when they check in. Check-in is in the main lodge. And when they check in at the front desk, they'll receive a bag of dog treats and a personal welcome letter. And the welcome letter basically just tells them about, you know, the property and what's available to them. And then when they go back up to their cabin or their chalet home, depending on where they're staying, they'll find a nice, comfy dog bed for them and bowls for their water and their food and, of course, a copy of Phyto Friendly magazine.
Yay! I did not pay you to say that. Yay!
No, you did not. And we love the magazine. It's just, and the guests love it too. So, yeah,
oh,
it's a nice
you.
Little addition.
Well, thank you. You know, I know their properties oftentimes have restrictions or pet fees. So, does the Mountaintop Inn and Resort have any restrictions or pet fees?
We don't have any restrictions on size or breed. We do charge $30 per pet per night. And in terms of the type of accommodations we have five pet-friendly cabins and four pet-friendly chalet homes that are available for our guests and their dogs.
Well, that's very reasonable. I know myself, if we ever travel and we can't bring our dogs with us, you know, that's a fee that we would pay for boarding them. So to have your pet stay with you, that's a really nominal fee. And I know that helps out with everything that you need to do when you do expect pets as guests.
Yeah, absolutely. And if somebody's staying for an extended period of time, a lot of times we'll just, you know, charge them for a couple of nights rather than for the whole stay. So we're pretty flexible when it comes to that, especially once we realize that the dog is, you know, absolutely no problem at all, which is most of the time.
Oh, that's good. And one of the things I think is really unique is I understand you can actually arrange dog training for guests should they be interested.
Yep, that's correct. We're very fortunate to have a dog trainer who lives right next door to the resort. Joe and his wife, Donna, moved up to Vermont a few years ago. He's retired, and he did dog training in New York, and now he's doing it part-time. And he's fantastic. Everybody up here knows Joe. People in the town or the village actually know him because he'll go into town with his dogs and leave the back of his SUV open, and he might run in to get a cup of coffee or something. And the dogs are so well trained, they'll just sit there and wait for Joe to come back out. But he's just a very calm, soft-spoken person. He uses totally positive reinforcement techniques, and he's had, from what I can tell, great results with dogs. He's been working with Bailey since Bailey was about 9 or 10 weeks old.
So. Wow, that's really different. So I guess my next question would be, let's say the scenario is you've roamed around the 350 acres, or maybe Fido has a one-on-one lesson with Joe, or you just want to leave Fido snoozing for a bit. What activities are available for guests during that time?
Summertime, we have a very active equestrian center. We have 30 miles of trails for horseback riding. We also give lessons. We ride both Western and English style. We have lessons for clay bird shooting. We have a private beach with kayaks and canoes, which are complimentary for our guests. We give pontoon boat rides. We have a tennis court, sand volleyball, and, of course, miles of hiking trails as well. And then in the wintertime, we have 60 kilometers of cross-country ski trails.
Wow. That's a four-season resort. I guess if you got bored, it would be your own fault.
Yes, that's a good point.
And what are the room rates? Are these going to be seasonal?
Our rates start at $170 per night, and that would be for the low season. They during peak season, they can go up as high, for a suite, they can go as high as $545. And the cabins start at $205 and go to $295, depending on season. And the chalet homes start between $450 and $650. And all of our rates include breakfast, full breakfast.
Oh, wow. That's really great. And not that many places out there, I think, that you can have such a wonderful experience. And before we have our special offer for one of our lucky listeners, where can we find out more about the Mountaintop Inn?
Our website is mountaintopinn.com. Mountaintop Inn is all spelled out. And the listeners can also follow us on Facebook. And typically we have all kinds of interesting stuff that we post to let them know what's going on.
And so tell us, what is the special offer you have for one of our lucky listeners today?
We'd like to offer a 25% discount on a one-bedroom cabin, and that would be available Sunday through Thursday for them to, of course, come with their dog.
That's wonderful. So be the first caller at 1-866-405-8405, and you will receive a 25% discount on a one-bedroom cabin Sunday through Thursday. Once again, the number is 1-866-405-8405. Thanks, Diane, for taking the time to talk with me today. Have a fabulous summer with all your canine guests.
We will. Thank you, Susan. Appreciate it.
please log on to mountaintopin.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will talk about a great contest where you can enter to win fabulous prizes along with a two-night stay at a luxurious hotel. So sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
Fido Friendly is the travel and lifestyle magazine for you and your dog. Each issue includes hotel and destination reviews along with health and wellness topics, dog training tips, and the latest fashion trends. Pick up a copy at Borders, Barnes & Noble, Hastings, or go online to FidoFriendly.com and subscribe today. Fido Friendly is the only magazine dedicated to the travel and lifestyle of man's best friend and the one magazine your dog will thank you for.
Another record flea season is brewing due to all the moisture we've received this winter. Protecting your pets is key. Do you know the difference between flea medications? Did you know that with one major over-the-counter treatment, the flea actually has to bite your pet to kill it? By then, it's too late for the transference of diseases like Lyme disease. Get the facts from the experts at Animal Radio, Saturdays at noon Eastern. And starting May 7th, Animal Radio moves from XM 158 to XM 166.
Celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. And this segment is brought to you by our good friends at The Honest Kitchen, where dehydrated raw pet foods offer a way to create fresh, natural meals for your pet in the comfort of your home. And my next guest is Carol Bryant. She's the social media and PR director for Fido Friendly Magazine. Hey, Carol, welcome to the show.
Hi, Susan. It's good to be here.
What is new and exciting with Fido Friendly Magazine?
I'm so excited. Fido Friendly is turning 50 issues strong with special cover girl Betty White, animal lover extraordinaire, gracing the front of the magazine. I'm very excited about
She's
that.
Hot. Betty White is all over the place.
She is. She's the it girl. I still think after 50 issues, though, we're puppies at heart. And you would definitely agree that with all these roads and skies we've traveled, that we are never bored and we're always enlightened in our many adventures.
I agree with that. And what else are you going to do to help celebrate this milestone?
Well, in addition to our big 50 best of spread, we did our first ever hotel shoot at the Hotel Phillips in Kansas City, featuring a dog who's up for adoption, a real cutie pie. Her name is Dahlia, and she's sitting on this luxurious sofa at the Hotel Phillips, surrounded by prizes by some of the fascinating Fido-friendly advertisers.
Oh, I hope that Dahlia is going to get adopted after this, because I can imagine her story is a sad one, how she ended up at the shelter, and now she's going to be a model in a luxurious hotel with all these prizes. What are some of the prizes?
Well, some of the prizes that are featured are an air purifier from Rabbit Air, it's a really cute cuddle blanket from Pet Flies, and just in time for summer, there's a cool vest to beat the summertime heat. And also, Play Brand has an exclusive Tuck Me In bed. So Dahlia is surrounded by these great items, and she just looks like the star that she is.
I think that was really nice of the Hotel Phillips to host the photo shoot, too.
Absolutely. We were thrilled. And not only that, but the person who wins this contest is going to get the rock star treatment, because they're getting a two-night stay at Hotel Phillips in Kansas City, including a doggy bed and treats from Three Dog Bakery, which is actually right there in Kansas City. So it's an amazing prize from Hotel Phillips.
And so how can we enter for a chance to win? And did I hear you right? Is there only one winner for all these goodies?
There's one grand prize winner who will get the whole shebang, and you can find details in the 50th issue on how to enter. We'll have everything online on our website for readers to come in and learn how to win, but then there's also special bonus information on how to gain additional entries online, so people definitely want to tune in and check that out.
That's so much fun, and I think this is going to be a regular feature after this. I think a dog that's going to be up for adoption this time in Los Angeles will follow this issue too. So I think Fido Friendly Magazine is starting a trend and really bring light to some of these dogs that need adoption.
I'm so glad to be a part of it, and paws crossed for someone to win this great prize package and also for these dogs to get the forever homes that they deserve.
And I understand you have yourself come bearing gifts. You have gifts for five of our lucky listeners today.
I sure do. A one-year gift subscription for five callers, which will begin with the 50th celebratory issue.
That's awesome. So be the first five callers at 1-866-405-8405, and you will receive a one-year subscription to Fido Friendly, the travel and lifestyle magazine for you and your dog. Once again, the number is 1-866-405-8405. Thanks, Carol, for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thanks, Susan.
That's it for Fido Friendly Travel Talk. And for more information on today's show or just about traveling with Fido, you can go online to FidoFriendly.com or save a treat and subscribe to our online version. Until next time, travel safe and leave no dog behind. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guest at AnimalRadio.com. Log on. Learn more.